Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
One recent night, I sat on a stone platform at the BART station wrapped in my warm coat. My head was bowed, my mind on a scrolling news story on my iPhone. In my peripheral vision plopped 2 misshapen bare feet. I looked up. He was dark-skinned, about 50, his hair askew, his clothes ragged. "Can you help me?" he asked. It's a lot easier to ignore a homeless man when you are at the entrance to the freeway in your vacuum-packed Prius or speed-walking on a downtown sidewalk. If you live here, you long ago developed a policy. You contribute to soup kitchens, you clink cash into Salvation Army buckets, you cross the concern off your list. But here on the BART platform, my choice is starker. Ignore him or interact. $20, $10, $5, he said softly. If I hadn't been cradling my symbol of affluence, the iPhone, maybe I would have responded differently. I had the password to the good life, and he didn't. I snapped open my purse. I could so easily have given him $20 or more. I counted out 5 singles. Was I stingy because no one else sitting on the cold stone square was offering him money? My cash probably bought him a glass of red wine or a hit of something. He smiled. "What's your name?" he asked as he thrust his right hand toward me. I took his hand in mine and felt his sandpapery skin and his fingers curling inward. I looked at him and nervously smiled. "Thank you, Carol," he said, and then he shuffled away. Maybe all I did was give him a speck of pleasure, of human contact, and for a moment alleviate my own pain. I boarded the BART train and sat thinking about the encounter. A homeless woman bustled down the aisle with a large plastic bag of clattering empty soda cans. As she clunked through the car, she asked for money. I looked at my iPhone as if I were reading a news story. I didn't look up. With a perspective, this is Carol Pogash.